Many English learners enter California schools with a handicap. Carlos Sanchez moved from El Salvador 3 years ago. He's a junior at Warren High School in Downey.
So I don't know, I was scared. I don't know that language, so I don't know how to talk with the person, with the teacher.
In the state's largest district, the Los Angeles Unified School District, English learners make up 40% of enrollment. Nearly 95% of the district's English learners speak Spanish. Often their parents are not well educated in their native language, know very little English, and work long hours. These students are more likely to succeed when their parents visit school and push them to do homework. Rosara Magana is a parent liaison at Downtown Value, a charter school that's part of the LA Unified School District.
I have seen parents who do not know how to read or write in Spanish, but have children who are very successful, have good grades, because they really care enough, and they don't know how to help their children. They seek tutoring.
That grade that I get.
Okay, grade. You need to look it up in the dictionary. The grades that I get.
You have twice as much work as everybody else because you are learning a new language at the same time trying to stay up with everybody.
Rosie Casillas teaches beginning English language development classes at Warren High.
Some of them strive well under the pressure, but others of them don't, and they give up. So I'm always trying to motivate them in one way, shape, or form.
English learners in Downey and other districts have to pass a laundry list of tests to prove they are on par with native English speakers. They also must maintain a C- or better in their classes. Many of Casillas' students flunk core courses, such as math.
Remember, you don't have room to fail your classes.
The students who don't pass their classes or the high-stakes tests remain in English language development, and they're less likely to meet graduation requirements. Robert Reda is a professor of education at the University of Southern California.
Well, kids seem like after about a year or so that they're proficient in the language, they're actually missing quite a lot.
Learning academic English can take 4 to 7 years, but students like Christian Santos, who have a strong background in Spanish or another language, often are promoted to mainstream classes more quickly. Santos moved from Nicaragua 3 years ago.
There's a lot of words that are like similar to Spanish words. You just have to practice and you'll get it.
So when you're sewing and you don't want to do one more stitch.
Teachers try multiple strategies to make content accessible, such as art. Vivian York teaches needlepoint, drawing, and painting to elementary and middle schoolers at the Downtown Value School.
There are some students who barely spoke English last year and but produced great art. They understood better, they even understood, because they had to look harder visually at what I was doing. And so they were more attentive to the detail if they couldn't understand what I was saying.
York students also learned storytelling and computer skills through making art.
Have a great day.
You too, me.
Yeah.
The final challenge for English learners is passing the California High School Exit Exam. Warren High's Carlos Sanchez is undeterred.
I had to learn more English to understand all the things that they say, to understand, to answer the question right.
Do you think you can do it?
Yeah, I can do it. If I study for that thing, so I'm going to make it.
Sanchez hopes to go to college with the help of his teachers and parents. David Cates, Edinburgh Radio News.